Laurentian University has named the two new interim leaders who will be leading the university starting next year following Liu's exit from creditor protection last month. The university exited the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or CCAA, November 28 after 22 months, minus both its most recent president, Robert Haché, and provost, Marie-José Berger, who departed earlier this fall as part of the terms of Laurentian's plan of arrangement. Their interim replacements were revealed by Laurentian Tuesday. Dr. Sheila M. Blaton will assume the role of interim president, working alongside Dr. Brenda Brower, who will serve as interim provost. Both will be starting their new posts on January 1, 2023. Both academics have been seconded from their home universities to serve in the interim positions, Sudbury.com has learned. We've got a lot of work to do in a short period of time, and we are fortunate to have someone with Dr. Emblaton's academic pedigree to lead the institution in this important phase of its transformation, said Jeff Bangs, chair of the Board of Governors, in a press release. She's a proven leader, someone who has built a reputation for transparency and developing strong relationships, which was paramount to us in the search process. Recipient of many distinctions for her academic contributions, including the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Award, Emblaton is a distinguished research professor of linguistics at York University, and a fellow of the Royal Society of Canada. She served as Vice President Academic and Provost at York University, from 2000 to 2009, having previously been Associate Dean of the Faculty of Arts from 1994 to 2000. I've always been of the opinion that Laurentian University held a unique and enviable position within Canada's post-secondary education ecosystem, and it is an honor to be able to fill this role at such a critical time for the institution, said Emblaton, in the press release. I am committed to being a unifying presence, fostering greater collegiality and building on the strength of Laurentian's tricultural identity and bilingual mandate. Brower, who will be taking on the interim provost position, is an accomplished academic with considerable administrative experience, said the press release. Early this year, she was appointed senior advisor of academic innovation in Queen's University's Health Sciences Department following nearly 2 years as interim dean at the Smith School of Business and 8 years as vice provost and dean of graduate studies, overseeing the expansion of credentials and resources in support of student success. In 2018-2019, Brower was seconded to the Vector Institute for Artificial Intelligence as head of academic partnerships to cultivate relationships between Ontario universities and industry to develop talent in support of a growing artificial intelligence ecosystem. Brower, a professor of rehabilitation science and neuroscience, has been recognized for teaching excellence and her research contributions on the control of movement following stroke. Following the departure of Haché and Berger earlier this fall, Laurentian administrators Tammy Eager and Céline Larivière stepped in as interim president and provost, respectively, until longer-term interim appointments could be made. As stated above, those longer-term interim appointments have now gone to Emblaton and Brower. On behalf of the board and the entire Liu community, I wish to express our gratitude to Dr. Tammy Eager and Dr. Céline Larivière for their service to the university, said Bangs. They stepped up at a critical time, and while they will return to their respective roles of VP Research and Dean of Education and Health, they will be counted on to provide guidance to our new leaders. At a speech presented to the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce in November, Bang said he expects the interim Laurentian leaders will be in place throughout 2023. It's hoped that in 2024, new leaders will be in place in those positions. Concurrent with the arrival of Emblaton and Brower, the search process for their permanent replacements will soon begin, one that is guided by a rigorous and transparent framework involving both internal and external stakeholder groups, said the Liu press release. Sudbury.com